Sue Wilmot has more than 25 years of experience working in grocery stores. Employees at her Safeway are represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. Wilmot is her store's shop steward. She says that she and her coworkers, who do not have any training in psychotherapy or how to de-escalate a situation, are dealing with shoppers who are really stressed.
Some people are angry. You know, they don't know how to deal with this, and they're angry if we're out of toilet paper or, you know, something that they need. And then there's some people that are really generous and really caring. I had a customer who got there just a little bit too late to get the toilet paper. And she says, well, what time are you going to get it? I understand that, you know, there's a shortage because people are hoarding. And she says, I understand that, but I've been here 3 or 4 times and I really need toilet paper. And a customer who had just gone through the line and had toilet paper, just walked over and put it in her cart, packed of toilet paper, said it's already paid. This sent the woman into tears. I mean, she was just so thankful for that. So it's just people being kind to each other helps. And it makes the angry people in our minds go away.
Yeah.
What are you doing to keep yourselves safe that you weren't doing a couple weeks ago?
We have negotiated an extra 2 weeks of paid sick leave for people that are affected by COVID-19. We have gotten shields installed in front of our checkers so that it's like a sneeze guard, a plexiglass shield. We have negotiated hazard pay so that I think that helps people's morale for one thing.
Her store is doing what many other grocery stores are doing, a lot more labor-intensive cleaning, marking spots on the floor where people need to stand at checkout so they're far enough apart, and hiring more staff. Wilmot says her managers are listening to the suggestions employees are making.
Because when you have the workers advocating for their own safety, you are also advocating for your community's safety too.
Could you explain that in more detail, what that statement means?
My one example with that is that I often run our self-checkout machines, which is probably the most vulnerable spot because of the contact that you have with people with no barriers. We have 8 of them at my store, and they are too close together. People bump into each other. So one morning, I only opened half of them, so they were spaced out. And my manager came and said, we got lines. You need to open those. I said, no, it's not safe. And he said, well, you know, we have this line of people. We have to help these people. I said, I want to help them safely. It is not safe to open those. And I refused to open those.
Are you aware of any colleagues of yours at your location who have tested positive?
No, I am not aware, but we have had some at other stores.
Some grocery stores like PCC Community Markets and Trader Joe's are posting on their websites whether a worker has tested positive for COVID-19. No identity is revealed, but the date when the person was in a particular store is shared. Wilmot says that at her Safeway on Bainbridge Island, she's still seeing some shoppers coming in to make small purchases almost every day. She suspects these individuals are lonely and that their only human interaction is happening at the grocery store. She says, overall, most people understand they need to stay home.
But it's still not everybody. And since things change, every time people come in, there's something different, you know? We had someone that got very angry yesterday because they couldn't use their reusable bags for safety reasons. Because we don't control the sanitation of those bags, we can't handle them or put them on our counter. And somebody got very upset about that. And, you know, I'm sure it wasn't the bags that they were upset about. It's just the universe has changed, and, you know, this is the person I can yell at who's in front of me right now. We just have to keep in mind that when somebody's angry, it's probably out of fear or, you know, frustration, or, you know, it's not me. I can't take it personally, or I just could not keep going back to that job. I have also stressed with my coworkers that if any situation they feel unsafe, walk away and call a manager, such as we had somebody last week come in and tell the checker that they had COVID-19.
Oh, so what did that employee do when a customer is telling her, I have COVID-19?
She didn't know whether they were joking or not. So she just quickly got them out of there and then sanitized everything and washed her hands. And I went to the manager at the time and said, hey, this happened. What do you want us to do? You know, I told her just to walk away and call a manager. And he said, that's what you should do.
All of this has been really stressful for Wilmot.
It's a lot more physical work, a lot more worrying about, you know, am I going to get it or not? You know, it's a lot of pressure on grocery workers that we didn't ask for, you know, but we are doing this because we have to. We're doing this because we care about our communities.
Working in her garden is one way that Wilmot is keeping her mental health in check. Safeway, like most other grocery stores in the region, is now supplying masks and gloves to workers. And grocery stores, including Wilmot's, are starting to limit the number of customers who can be inside a building at any one time. Throughout the conversation with Sue Wilmot, she repeated one point a few times. She says it's really important to keep frontline workers like her safe and healthy, because if she is able to stay safe and healthy, then the more likely it will be that people who are shopping in these stores will also stay out of harm's way. Jennifer Wing, KNKX News.